Girl, you're gonna feel a little prick.
Do you take them?
Better lose their boyfriend before I fist them.
Trouble make you feel all bright and alert.
Lay down on my bed and take off your shirt.
Boys love the biggest boy Ben, and that's for sure.
More boys than I think you've ever seen before.
Dark and begins will give you other things, but you'll get B12 when mom and sings.
Oh girl, you need a shot.
B12.
I'm B1 and I'm time to fly.
I'm B2, I wanna get with you.
I'm B3, wanna be with me.
I'm B4 and I'll make you sore.
I'm B5, I make you feel alive.
I'm B6, I'll pick up sticks.
I'm B7, I'll take you to heaven.
I'm B8 and I am great.
I'm B9, and I'm so fine.
I'm B10, I remember when.
I'm B11, I'm in love with B7.
I'm B12 in word.
Boys 12!
You know what, Sean? You're so great.
You're great.
Yeah.
No, you're great.
We're great.
Yeah. Oh, when we're together, we're so great. Are you still there? Did you quit?
I'm questioning some things right now, right? I'm in deep reflection.
Like, I'm walking on eggshells. I know you're on the verge of either just full out mental breakdown or just quitting the show. I'd rather you have the mental breakdown. It's more entertaining for the show.
That's understandable.
Understandable. Oh, yes. That's, you know what? We're going to do a full fucking South Park episode one day.
Oh, we're going to have to.
It'll be incredible. Nice.
Yep. I shall record it from the tablet.
All right, well, so they've been hearing this. They know that we're live. This is happening.
Oh, it's already happening.
Sexy beast time.
I thought it was sexy party time.
Sexy party. No, that's Family Guy. That's crap.
Oh, right. We that's only make South Park references.
Cheap, easy shit.
Otherwise, we would be big, fat phonies.
But seriously, American Dad is so much better than Family Guy.
Oh, you just get the fuck out of here. I need a
it
new co-host.
Really is.
It really isn't.
It is in every
it's
single fucking way.
It's the sterilized, leftover, vestigial afterbirth of Family Guy.
Not in any way, actually. Seth MacFarlane worked on 2 episodes and then left and gave that show to far better writers than he is or that work on Family Guy or Cleveland Show. Like, American Dad is by far the best show he's ever done.
I watch American Dad, and I understand that a lot of the references and shit are smart. It's a smart show in its own right.
Oh, you mean there's actually a script? There's actually a story, a plot, there's something
after. Yeah, exactly. I'm never going to say that Family Guy is better in that regard. I totally get that. It's all the fuck over the place. But I also know
the plot hasn't started.
Yeah, because it doesn't have one. But I also know that when I watch Family Guy, the random crazy off-the-wall shit is hilarious. Oftentimes, it is quite funny and gives me the giggles, if you will. I don't
get
that.
I usually find it more annoying.
I just get bored.
When it is funny, it stands out because normally it's just like, ugh, ugh.
There's also the fact that the last few seasons of Family Guy have really kind of shit the bed, and the quality's not where it used to be.
I don't watch the show anymore, so I don't know where it's gone, but American Dad, come on.
Yeah. You know what is actually pretty goddamn funny and is kind of a good mixture of the two with actually having a plot but still having the random quirkiness? Cleveland Show was criminally underrated.
Yeah, it really was. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Nobody else watched it. Maybe, you know, America wasn't ready for an all-black cartoon family.
Oh, yeah, clearly not. Because we're still, you know, super-duper racist and stuff.
Yeah.
Just ask fucking Obama.
We weren't ready for an all-black family voiced by white voice actors.
Are they?
Cleveland is, and I think Rollo is as well.
Oh, weird. I thought it was just going to be the teenage daughter. She kind of sounds like she could be white.
No, she's an ugly black chick. The mom was played by 2 different black chicks.
Oh, they had a voice change?
Yeah, like, I can't remember who it was. There was a, I mean, Sanaa Lathan came in after season one, but before that...
That name sounds like the terrorists.
No, I think that's the chick from AVP.
Oh.
But yeah, I can't... Man, hold on, this is going to really bug me now. Because the chick who was her voice originally was, like, you know, bigger, had more cachet. So I'm going to keep blabbering until I can find her name on the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Sanaa Lathan definitely is, but I'm trying to fucking figure out who it was originally, because they're just like, they whitewashed her from Wikipedia. You should know.
They did. No, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, actually. Why'd they do that? Like, what happened?
I don't know. I think the original chick just wanted too much money, so after, like, you know, their initial pilot run or whatever, three episodes maybe, she was replaced by Sanaa Lathan. But I really, like, god damn it. Like, if I said her name, you would be like, oh shit, really? I almost wouldn't want to say, like, Jada Pinkett Smith, but it wasn't. But it's that caliber, like, that recognizable.
So, like, an actual actress, like, someone that you know their face.
Yes.
Her name's Roberta, right?
Roberta Tubbs.
Yeah, voiced by
Nia Long. That's who it is. Yeah. So it wasn't, it was the daughter who was replaced. Nia Long. I guess you didn't watch a lot of movies in the 90s.
I guess not. Am I supposed to know who Nia Long is?
You should know who Nia Long is. I mean, I know her.
Okay, she was Friday, in Friday. I've watched House. Friday. Stigmata. Yeah, that's...
Yep.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That is a cool fucking movie. That is just a genuinely creepy horror movie.
Yeah, that's the one with Gabriel Byrne.
The religious imagery in that is just... I don't know, it's the damnedest thing. They can take something that's supposed to be, like, this holy thing that happens to you when you're, like, enlightened by God from the Bible, and turn it into this incredibly creepy, exorcist-esque horror movie. It's very unsettling throughout the whole thing.
You know what? I didn't even remember her from that. I just remembered Gabriel Byrne and Patricia Arquette.
I gotta be honest, I don't remember her in any of these. I'm just looking through here and seeing movies I've seen. Gun to my head, I wouldn't have known she was in.
Oh, well, I mean, I know her, I guess, probably most notably from, like, my age range would be Friday, for sure.
Yeah, and I do not remember her in that.
Oh, God. I clicked on her IMDb, and you want to hear something? I'm like, I don't think you're probably a huge John Candy fan or whatever, but they're making an Uncle Buck TV series.
Oh, serious? No, dude, I love Uncle Buck.
Yeah, Uncle Buck's awesome, but they're making an Uncle Buck TV series, and, you know, of course, 2015, all black cast.
Are you serious? I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I'm actually, from what I'm seeing, I'm pretty sure. Like, looks like Nia Long's playing some aunt.
Yeah, Mike and Epps. Mike Epps is the main dude.
Yeah, he's got to be Buck.
Yeah, but it's an all-black family, so he'll be Bizzuck.
Uncle Bizzuck! well, I mean, I like Mike Epps. I know who Nia Long is. Maybe.
Actually, they've got a lot to work with here, because obviously since it's a black family, there's no fathers. So Uncle Buck can step in to be the father figure for all of his sister's bastards.
No, they have a father. He's just in prison.
Right. And they're not 100% certain that's who it is.
Black TV families, Logan. Like, they have to change it a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
The father's there, and he wants to be a good dad, but he got caught up in this stupid thing, and he's not a bad guy, but he's doing, years in prison.
He couldn't get out of the game.
Couldn't get out of the game. Once they got out, once he got out, they pulled him back in.
That's for the oldest, though. For the youngest, all three of the potential fathers are just completely MIA, so he's going to be a little bit more messed up. In fact, that's going to get him into the game.
I wonder how cool Uncle Buck is. Does, like, he teach kids how to roll J's?
Probably.
I hope it's just realistic and he starts fucking one of the daughters. Like, make it some real Jerry Springer shit.
Yeah, with a gun, not even with himself.
No, that's how I like to get fucked. Like,
with a gun?
Yeah. Hold this gun to my head and fuck me! Like,
oh, I know, I meant, like, physically with the gun. Like,
oh,
not with it there as an assisting tool,
well,
with
I do
the
like
gun.
To have, I do like to have the gun fuck my mouth while I'm fucking. Does that count?
Maybe. I mean, I kind of understand.
Is it sexier than sucking on a big fucking thick barrel?
You know, I understand why you order all of those silencers now. You just want to extend that shit. Make it nice and smooth.
No, I shove it up my ass so when I fart, nobody knows.
I don't know. It's like farting out of a tube. I feel like that would be like a trumpet.
It's called a silencer for a reason.
Okay, well, I'm going to go dig into my box of them, and I'll test this out later.
Yeah, you're going to go dig into your box.
If you know what I mean.
Wink. So, yeah, nobody's surprised at where we are.
No.
Where this is gone.
We haven't done a proper introduction. Nobody knows why the fuck we're here, and they really don't know why they're here.
Yeah, I have to say, even if we did an introduction, they still wouldn't know why the fuck we're here. But I assume that you will enlighten us as to why we're gathered here this evening?
Friends, we are gathered here today.
How many of us have them? Friends.
God, see, no, that just makes me think, have you ever seen The Inbetweeners?
You know what, I think I have, actually.
It's this British sitcom I've been watching with Danny.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
This one part where one of the main guys gets this new friend that's not a part of the group, and all the rest of them, just every time he's brought up, friend, oh, friend.
You know what? There's actually some really good British TV. Well, you know what? We will do a theme episode about that one day. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. I'm being exposed to a lot of it right now, so I'll definitely have some input.
What, is she like a big fucking Britophile or whatever?
Yeah, she grew up in England for a few years and has family over there, so she's into all that stuff.
Yeah. I can see that. But we're still cooler because we like it when we haven't been there.
Yeah, exactly.
We like what they put out, like,
before it was cool, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so down with all this stuff. I don't even need to, like, be there, have God there, be related to it. It's just, I just know what's up.
Yeah, I know all about tea and crumpets and...
It's like if I was to talk to you about, like, Norwegian black metal and the cold grimness of the Norwegian wintry forest. Like, no, I've not been there, but I fucking get it.
I feel it. You know what? I haven't been there, but I live it.
Every day.
I was born in it.
Yes. Okay, Bane. Thank you.
So,
if I was a UPS driver, I'd be getting mighty nervous right about now. See? I am getting caught up on South Park.
Wives. Dude, oh, man. I remember seeing the fucking, like, little bumper ads for that Bane episode coming out, and just losing my fucking mind, you know, them showing different people wearing the Bane mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my God, what is this episode going to be about? I'm not going to say I was disappointed that there wasn't more Bane, but I was totally disappointed.
I feel like there was enough, especially the scene where, like, half the town is dressed up that way, and they beat the hell out of the UPS guy.
Yeah, remember the old guy talking about the milkman?
I love that old guy. And then he just moves on to the next one. Then it's the security guy. Like, ah,
yeah.
Ah, now your house isn't secure and he's fucking your wife.
Oh, man. God, that fucking show is amazing!
Oh, God, it is. I've enjoyed watching it so much.
Have you been getting Danny to watch it with you? Or?
Nah, not yet. I've been doing it at home. We have too much to watch. Like, there are a bajillion things that we're trying to watch through. Like, we need to finish Psycho Pass. I want to start Steins Gate with her. We just started The Walking Dead, so I can finally get caught up.
Yeah, whatever happened to Beastar G?
What?
Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, right. Sorry, I wasn't up on the lingo.
Durr.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry, my Cylon senses weren't tingling there.
I remember you started that up. I don't remember if you were, like, fucking all gung-ho or what.
Yeah, I mean, I was liking it, but no, we haven't gone back to that. I think I'm, like, 4 episodes in.
Wow. Well, they're fucking an hour apiece, so.
Yeah, well, the first one.
Actually, the first one was like two, yeah, so, yeah.
It's like a damn movie. So, yeah, Sean, what have you been up to?
Well, I had family in town. My cousin and his baby mama and his new son were in town.
Gross. Don't say fucking baby mama. Come on.
Well, what is it?
Dad.
What is it, Logan?
Parent of child. Rearing partner.
Yeah. His partner. So my cousin and his partner were in with their new kid.
No, okay, no. You don't have to. You fuck,
they adopted him from China. No, but so he was in town, and like I haven't seen my cousin Julian since I was, I think, 14 or 15.
Good. It's not been long enough, that prick.
And he was like 15 or 16 or something, you know. And back then we had like everything in common. You know what I'm saying? We're just always playing basketball. Everything was about fucking going out partying or going, you know, so we ran the streets a lot. Like, we had a lot in common then. We don't really have as much in common anymore, but it was weird how, like, the minute we started talking and hanging out, it was just like, boom. You know, it was just like an old friend type of deal. Where, like, you know, our lives have gone completely different places since then, but still, we just were right back to, you know, where we left off, hanging out, shooting the shit, and getting fucking wasted. Like, I can't remember the last time. I probably have never drank this much in 2 days.
Fucking mic has been off for the past 5 minutes. Ugh.
Good.
Did you guys talk at all during this, like, 10-year absence from seeing each other, or has it been just, like, complete communication?
I talked to him, like, twice in the last almost 15 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, so, because, like, when I was living in Texas, I was living with my cousins, but he was in the Air Force then. He didn't live at home, like, his two brothers, so, like, I didn't see him at all. I just talked to him on the phone a couple times. But we played some catch-up. We talked a lot of shit about Mario, mutual friend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we got to share stories about him and how much he hates the pussy. He'll be dying laughing about that. I'm gonna air him out. I'm gonna tell this story.
Okay. What you got?
So Mario and Julian were friends back in high school. I never met like Mario when I was down there at the time. Like we just never all synced up at once. But friends with each of them, kind of. Well, Julian was hanging out with Mario, and he ended up going over this chick's house that Mario's fucking or whatever, and him and this chick go into the bedroom, start fucking. And, like, Julian's, like, listening through the door. Because, whatever. But,
that's kind of weird, but okay.
Yeah, but he hears Mario fucking, I hate your pussy! I hate your pussy!
What?
Yes, dude! Mario is screaming at this chick while he's fucking her that he hates her pussy. And,
he is not good at sexy talk.
Oh, dude, he's the best at sexy talk. But, so, like, Julian just loses it and starts giggling and laughing, and, like, Mario finds out that he's, like, fucking propped up next to the door listening in on him, so it was just a funny moment.
Jesus Christ. I don't think I could ever seriously talk to Mario again.
Yeah, dude, when you do, just be like, I hate your pussy!
Shit, I tell you what, I'm gonna try that out tonight and see how that works for me.
Yeah, see how well that works for you.
I think I want to one-up it, though. I should strangle her and spit on her at the same time. I want to really get the full effect out of it.
That far, then it turns into, like, a kink. But, like, if it's just, I hate your pussy, you could go so many places from there. Like, I just imagine
so many places, it. All of them bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, it worked out for him.
I don't think it did.
No. Oh, Mario. See, it's so funny because, like, he's doing this podcast now with no cursing, and it's like, dude, I can barely fathom that. I can barely fathom it because that's a filthy mouth fuck right there.
He's just being a big phony.
He's a big fat phony.
Hey, everybody.
Well, now I am. I just made a fucking Family Guy reference. I really wish I could, like, back when I was younger, I had a gap between my two front teeth.
Oh,
my
gosh, you did.
Well, you know, I made it worse because, like, I would put a toothpick in there and be like, you know, like, just keep fucking, like, making sure it never shut. You know what I mean? Like,
because that's clearly a goddamn good idea.
Because I'm, you know, I'm a stupid fucking kid.
Yeah.
Just don't be stupid. But, you know, now I can't do the old pervert whistle. Herbert, the pervert whistle.
Ah, that sucks.
And I used to be able to do it, like, really good. Motherfucker! But anyway, so, I mean, yeah, hanging out, getting drunk with family. We spent way too much money at the draft house buying beers.
Why didn't you just get some shit and bring it home, Mike?
Well, we did. We did that, too.
Yeah.
Did a lot of that, actually. And, like, I was even drinking some pussy-ass Malibu rum, but...
You know, it's not terrible, to be honest. It's really not.
No, but it's just super weak, dude. It's really... You gotta drink a lot of that. Luckily, we're drinking other stuff. But I tell you what, man, it was fucking delicious. Just, I mean, it's like a makeshift pina colada, but just that and some pineapple juice? Wow. Really good.
Yeah?
It doesn't get you fucked up, but it tastes really good, and it's kind of getting you fucked up. So, we drank, I don't know if they're, like, local brews around here or anything like that, but drank some shit called Old Dirty Bastard, which was 8%. Pretty dark, thick, and strong. Drank some Two-Hearted Ale, which I know is a local brew. That's, like, 7.5, and it's kind of fruity. Actually, it was really good.
And this is all rum-based?
No, these are beers that we had
right.
As we were drinking the rum. But, and then got, like, I think it was that Saturday, got a fucking, oh wait, no. This was last night, wow. Last night, my buddy Skyler was over, and we went out and got pizza and some shit called Not Your Daddy's Root Beer. And it's just like, you know, alcoholic-ass root beer. It really tastes like fucking root beer. It was so
Oh, isn't that like
delicious.
Not Your Daddy's Root Beer beer?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just called Not Your Daddy's Root Beer.
Oh, okay. Because there's another one where it's like something...
But
something,
it is beer.
Beer beer, which is like a root beer that is a beer. That makes sense.
It's really, really good, dude. Like, it's expensive as shit. I think a six-pack costs $11.50 or $11.60.
I mean, that is expensive, but it's not like, oh my god, so much money, because six packs of other things are like, you know, $8 to $10-ish.
Yeah, I know, but I was just like, it's more expensive than your average six pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's still pretty good, though. I would recommend it. It's dangerous, though. Like, we were using that as chaser for vodka. You can't just drink it like chaser. Like, you're fucking chugging it. And you kind of forget it's alcoholic, you know what I mean? Because it tastes like root beer. It tastes just like root beer. And it's actually pretty strong, too.
That sounds kind of amazing, actually. I kind of want to try that. I don't know if I've said this before, but I'm actually a big root beer fan. When I was a kid, I was like a root beer connoisseur. And I mean, obviously in like a douchebag, stupid kid way, but like I was really into that stuff. And when I would have friends...
Well, Logan, there's no other way you can do it.
Fuck you. But no, like, I would have friends come over, and we would go to the store, and we would get our Dove chocolate, and we would get our Funyuns, and we would get our, like, six-pack of either Henry Weinhardt's or IBC or, like, some...
Oh, I love IBC.
...nicer, fancy bottled root beer. It was just great. You could easily tell the difference between them. Like, we would actually sit down and have conversations about, like, the finer minutiae between Barks, Mug, A&W, the fancy shit, the store brand shit. Like,
yeah.
I was into root beer as a kid.
You know what? I don't know why I think this. Maybe I just had one float that was really good, but I always said that A&W made the best float. Best root beer float. Wasn't my favorite root beer, just made the best root beer float.
It is a damn good float. Although I think Mug floats are quite good as well.
I haven't had Mug in... Do they even still
make I don't even know if it exists anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, that had the little fucking bulldog on it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But IBC is really good. That was always like...
if they make that anymore either, to be honest.
Man, I hope they do. There was this bar my mom used to take me to as a kid. Let me preface this. My mom was a cop, so there was like a cop bar. And we always kind of went there. She was friends with the owner. You know, he would always like hook me up and give me free shit. Keep me entertained or whatever. You know, he's a really cool guy. But like, I would always, he would always, like, my mom ordered a beer, he'd just fucking give me IBC, you know what I'm saying? Like, always had a root beer.
Nice.
And then he would, like, teach me, you know, you can set a dollar on top of a bottle and then four quarters on it and pull the dollar out without the quarters falling, shit like that. And so, like, I would run around and bet other drunk cops at the cop bar, like, I bet I can do it. If I do it, will you give me a dollar type shit? Like,
oh, God.
I mean, I was like, six, seven.
Gotta make money somehow, man.
So, yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of good times there, and IBC is one of those things that, like, takes me back to that place, too.
That's cool.
I don't remember a lot of things.
But I remember my IBC.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And if you like Pepperidge Farm pie, you're gonna go buy some Pepperidge Farm cookies.
What was that? It's like, you remember when you murdered your wife and blah blah? Pepperidge Farm remembers. And if you know what's good for you. Yeah, wow. Fuck Family Guy.
Oh, God.
Sashimi rolling. That's so awesome.
Now, to be fair, I think that would actually be nigiri, but regardless, it's a great pun.
Yeah, I mean, how picky can you be? How many fucking pieces of sushi you ride in a bike have we gotten picked up?
Exactly, exactly. So really, you just can't be too choosy with this shit.
Yep. Never too choosy. Not me. I hate the pussy. What have you been up to, man?
I got into a religious argument with some tosspot, if you will, at Freddy's.
At Freddy's?
Yeah, you know Fred Meyers?
Oh, yeah.
There, don't you?
No.
What? Do you have, like, Kroger stores, or?
No. We have Meyers, not Fred Meyers. Totally different family, company, whatever. It's like a Midwest, like, in Texas, they have H-E-B. And the Northeast in California is really, where, you know, that's the Fred Meyers.
Well, Freddy's is owned by Kroger, so I'm trying to think of what other, like, large grocery store chain they have. Like, they have to have a presence in the rest of the country.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've been to Fred Meyer. When I lived in Seattle, that's where, you know, it was the grocery store.
I mean, we also have, you know, Walmart, Safeway, and shit like that, but, like...
Safeway, that was the big one. That's a... That seemed like that was a Northwest deal.
Really?
I've never seen Safeway anywhere else.
Interesting.
And don't you, like, what's the electronics place you got to? Or maybe, you know what, you probably just...
That's the cool thing about Freddy's is they have...
Yeah, things. Freddy's.
They have electronics, they have clothes, they have home furnishings, they have, like, full food. Like, they are your everything place.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Meijer and Walmart are. So, I mean, we are all the same shit.
Yeah, but you have to go to Walmart. Ugh.
No, I go to Meijer. I just got back from Meijer today. Okay. And guess what? I got a fucking bag of Bugles for a dollar. Every week they are on sale for a dollar at the store.
Interesting. It looks like Freddy's is Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. I really thought they were in more places than that.
Yeah, they put on a good show.
Weird. Yeah, they do. So, anywho, I was in Freddy's, and I was in there just getting some burr, and this guy walks up to me. I walked past him as I was going into the beer aisle, and we made eye contact, and he shot me this really, like, furtive look. I was like, okay, this guy, he's attracted to me, or he's a pedophile, and he's trying to figure out how old I am, or he's going to shoot the place up. Like, something was going down in this guy's head, and I did not want to be a part of it, so I quickly averted mine eyes and, like, redirected my gaze. So I'm standing there looking through the beer. I was looking up reviews because I wanted to try a new porter. And he walks up to me. He's like, hey, excuse me. Can I have a minute of your time? It's like, oh no, I'm first. I'm the first. It starts with me. It was at that moment that I really wished I had a candy bar so I could hand it to him and he'd just go on and shoot someone else. But I didn't, so.
He was trying to interest you in a glass of Jesus?
A fresh glass of Jesus.
He was going to squeeze it right there himself?
Yep, right from his fruit of the loin, you know? No, so he asked me, he's like, hey, so I'm a Bible student, and I'm trying to do a survey, and I was curious. If he had a couple minutes, I was like, you know what? Okay, I still think this...
It's just weird enough to be interesting.
And I still think this guy is borderline going to, like, shoot up this place. I want to be on his side.
I want to have a good interview afterwards.
I want him to walk past me as he has the gut out and be like, thanks for stopping, and keep going.
You know what? Just like the kid at Oregon that handed him the note, like, go in the corner. That's you.
Yeah, I wanted to be... Oh, that's dark. That just happened. Like,
oh, it's fucking too soon. You know what? This episode won't go out for, like, another 5 days, Logan. It's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, this episode won't go out for another, like, 2 weeks, so...
Ooh. Crazy time jump.
Yep, as always, because Steins Gate to Manzi.
But go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so... He starts asking me this and that, and I know a fair amount about Christianity and the Bible and the history of things from growing up around it and taking classes on it. I forget a lot of details and minutia, but obviously with things like that, there's so much detail and there's so many nitpicky things. Unless that is just, like, your world, you're going to. So, yeah, he got me on several things where it's like, oh, no, I don't quite remember that, or I vaguely remember that, but not completely, but I was staying up with him pretty well. And that kind of, like, got him engaged and interested, as I was like, oh, yeah, well, blah, blah, blah could mean this, or, oh, but don't forget that this thing happened. I started bringing up, like, the Council of Nicaea, when this and that decision were made, and when this and that was written, and, like, so I kind of got under his skin a little bit, and then he, like, boom, pounces, and goes for what he was actually getting for the whole time. Asked me if I had ever heard of God the Mother.
Is this, like, some fucking awesome rock band I don't know of?
So, he's from the,
Is he from some cult?
It depends on how you want to look at it. The technical definition of a cult is a dogmatic belief without a scriptural backing, if that makes sense.
Okay, not that definition then. That's not what I mean.
Well, if you depending on how you want to interpret the scripture, yes, he's from a cult, or no, he's not. That really depends on how you interpret certain ambiguous passages. But it really kind of hit home just how ambiguous the Bible is and just how much people can take the smallest thing, like, oh, see, that word there in the book of John, you know, chapter 22, verse 3, that means so much. Like,
yeah, but I think those people are fucking retarded.
And their entire belief system, their entire sect denomination is predicated on that behavior. In that, in the original Hebrew text, they use the word Elohim in certain parts to refer to God, rather than Yahweh or other words that they use to refer to him. And Elohim is a plural word for God, denoting gods. So they originally started out, before their church like took its own name, as the Elohists, because that was like the basis of their differing beliefs. And they took that off to mean like, oh, well, there's a God the Father and a God the Mother, but Christianity is supposed to be monotheistic, which was the whole point of, like, creating the Trinity, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, as three different aspects of one God, because it's hammered in over and over and over again that it's monotheistic. Like, there is only one God.
Yeah, but there's always the three, you know what I'm saying? Like, even the Jews have their own rule of three.
Yeah, but it's never supposed to be three different ones, whereas God the Mother would be a different one. And he didn't really have a good answer for me for that. Like, is it a fourth aspect of the same God, or is it...
No, he's like, God's a fucking Hermie, you stupid piece of shit! Got a dick and a pussy, and he loves us all! Like, all right,
and he loves himself, because he has both. So he really didn't have a good answer for me on that one. And then he started pointing to all of these ridiculous... You know, so much of the Bible is metaphor and allegory. And he's like, oh, well, look at how they talk about Jerusalem here, and they call it a she. And they say this and that about it. I was like, dude, that's a classic thing. People romanticize cities, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful Venice, you know, she's a beautiful city, blah, 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 this and that. And he was like, well, yes, that's very true.
The motherland.
Yeah, or the fucking Faja land, because I'm Jewish. But...
is that what it is? Deutschland?
Yeah, motherland is Russian, the fatherland is German.
God, Germans are so queer.
What?
I mean, why? Why has it got to be a guy? What would you rather fuck, Logan? You're supposed to love your country. So when you talk about love, the first thing you think of is dude.
Yeah, but you love your country with, like, that deep, meaningful, long-lasting...
deep, meaty...
familial love. Not, I mean, fucking Russians want to have this, like, sensual relationship with Mother Russia, weirdos. No, we have, like, a deep, loving respect for the fatherland. It's totally different. Shut up.
What happens at the end of that story? Does he blind himself? Oedipus?
Oh, gosh.
So Russians, they're going to wake up one morning and be like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Yeah, and Germans have a gay Elektra complex. I get it. We have been so smart on this episode. The references.
Yeah, don't fuck it up.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I don't know what to do.
I'm just going to mute my mic.
Episode
I'm out.
Forget. Okay, bye.
But okay, so Crazy Nutter.
Yep. Crazy fucking ball bag. Yep, we were talking. And then, so we go through all this, and like, I was not buying this shit. And then he was like, oh, well, you know that Christians believe that there's going to be a second coming. And he started bringing up all these dates and like, well, you know, this number plus this number minus this guy's life when the actual date was this equals 38. Like, okay. It was totally one of those moments. He's like, what if I told you that there was someone that fulfills all of this stuff and he's already been here? I was like, oh, so you guys think you have a second coming. You think there's already a second Messiah.
And you should have been like, Joseph Smith. American Moses.
So there are actually people, like this sect of people, that apparently their church split in two after this dude died with one...
Oh, what a stable,
right.
Stable belief.
Kind of, actually, there's a lot of parallels to what happened to Judaism because of Jesus. Because, you know, Christianity was a split-off sect of Judaism with the Jews that believed that Jesus was holy and divine versus the ones that believed he was nothing more than a prophet and a teacher. Same exact thing happened with these people. The dude's name, he's from, it's Korea. His name was Ahn Sang-hong. And the guy trying to tell this to me, I was like, Ahn Sang-hong, Ahn Sang-hong, So he had, I let him have my email address because I was fucking curious, so I had him email me the name of it. Did some reading on it, like, there are people that fully believe this motherfucker was the second coming of Christ.
Well, dude, I mean, there's people that believe anything and everything. I gotta look him up now, though, because this is very fun.
Ahn Sang-hong. It's
Ahn Sang-hong. All right, I got it phonetically. How do I spell it, Logan?
Okay, you know what, you piece of shit? Like I said, it's exactly like it sounds. If you can't figure that out, you don't deserve his teachings. Ahn Sang-hong.
Ahn Sang-hong.
Ahn Sang-hong.
Oh.
You have to really put the emphasis on the Ahn Sang-hong.
Well, all I think is, like, it says, Sean's hung, and I concur.
You know, really, what it comes down to when it's translated into English, it's hard gay. Hard gay.
Hard the gale. Yes, you know what? Now this guy might be not be a nutter. He might be onto something. If anybody was the second coming of Jesus...
Hard gay.
It's fucking... Hard to get.
Hey, you know what? He's spreading a happy message of love through the masses, all right?
All right, I can't find it. I'm just going to type in second Jesus. How about that?
Korean second Jesus.
Korean Jesus.
I want to see if it actually come up.
Korean Jesus. Isn't that 21?
It came up as the top thing.
Korean Isn't that what Ice Cube says in 21 Jump Street when they're out of that church? The Korean Christian church? No cussing in front of Christian Jesus. Yeah, Sang-hong.
It's up immediately.
Yeah, I found it after I typed Korean second Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, so he must be. You see, Google.
Yeah, Google concurs. Actual gods of our
Google
universe.
Google co-signed this. Yeah, exactly. Oh. So wait. It's a dude?
Yeah, it's Sang-hong.
Why is everybody worshiping a dude?
What do you mean? Jesus was a dude. Bro.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But, like, oh, but Godmother and all this shit, but, like, you're still...
Oh, no, there's two parts of it. Like, there's a God the Mother, and we all need to just, like, buck the fuck up and deal with that. And, oh, and also, by the way...
Hey, deal with it!
Second Jesus, like...
You gotta... Hey, you got a Godmother, okay? Deal with it. Like, I don't... What?
Yeah, and the last email he sent me...
Thank God she didn't abort me.
He's like, my study is so much better in person. How about we meet for some coffee? I just sent back, no, I just wanted the name and a little bit more info. I've had my fun now. Fuck off.
He's like, yo, yeah, I'll fuck off. I'll fuck right off to heaven. Go to hell. You're going to hell. Like,
yeah, he's going to the special city in the sky of Jerusalem, which is an allegory and proof, goddammit, for God the Mother.
So yeah, what happens when he dies? Like, what does his happen? Just like for the Koreans? I don't like. I'm not following. They believe in what?
I don't know. I just know that for them, it's a lot of Koreans and like 72.
A lot of kimchi.
No, shit. 72 people that have never played StarCraft before that they can just own over and over again.
Oh, wait, would they have
72 StarCraft versions?
Virgin theory. You know what? Now this is starting to sound like a real religion. Like, before, it was a little crazy and nutty.
But, I mean, you're seeing it. I want to just send him an email with this episode attached to it.
Oh, how sad for him. He died in a Catholic hospital.
Ha!
That can't be good.
Nope. I think it's fucking funny, because he was Mr. like, ooh, I started a new sect of Protestantism.
After the death of his wife 23 years later. So she must have been young as shit.
Dude, he's the fucking second coming of Christ. He can get a hot youngin'.
Yeah.
Aw.
I mean, but he only lived to 67.
Yeah, that was all part of the prophesier.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the math here. Jesus died at 35. Like, at least he could have got to 70. It could have added some more mysticism behind their bullshit. Like, well, he's second Jesus, so he lives twice as long. And instead of getting crucified, you know, he just kind of had a heart attack eating lunch one day and died. Like, oh, that, yes. Oh, and then 3 days after that, he came back to, oh, wait, no, that was first Jesus. Second Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, God.
Second Jesus just chills out in the ground dead, though. Like,
yeah,
everybody
but,
else.
But on a moonlit night, you should go out at exactly 3:57 in the morning and fire up your little fucking barbecue grill and cook some kimchi. You'll hear the thought of Ahaha.
And you fart some fucking K-pop.
There is also a way to invoke him through the usage of StarCraft, but that is way too arcane for our audience.
I so hope that's really part of it. Because, like, this religion's just taken off. So imagine in 200 years when this is one of the major players in religion in the world. Like, you know what? At least they got the coolest lore. Like, second Jesus was a pro StarCraft player.
Sean, I don't want to do this anymore, okay? I can't do this anymore. I just can't.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to blaspheme your second Jesus.
No, fuck second Jesus. I mean this entire conversation. I can't.
Can we message that guy back and get him on for a future episode?
Jeebus.
I would love to talk to him. I'd be like, you know what, I'm doing a survey for my god, too. And he says, eat the fruit.
My god says he's better at StarCraft than your god. How do you feel about that?
Oh, Jesus.
I think at that point it would be, on.
Oh, on Song Kong. Oh, Long Johnson.
It's on like on Song Kong.
Oh, shit.
Fuck Donkey Kong, man. That's the new one.
But, like, this guy didn't even have a son to be his third Jesus? Oh, he's got three children. So
yeah.
What happened?
Really, dude, the church should have killed that and covered that up. Like,
and when did this religion start?
I don't even fucking remember. It's all right there. Just Google Ahahong and you'll find it.
Ahahong. Oh, yeah, so... yeah, it's just a... guy who started his own religion. Good for him.
Yeah, kind of a prick, actually.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, like, it has found its way to fucking Seattle, like, or I guess the whole Northwest.
Yeah, and this guy was shady as fuck looking, too. Like, I want to keep pointing that out, like... Plus, he was brown, so you can't trust him straight off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking nuts. You know what? I've been seeing a lot of Mormons around Kalamazoo lately.
I don't like it.
Whenever I go
Sean,
driving...
I don't like it.
You know, because they walk in pairs. There's always two of them. They're never one, you know. Two by two.
Oh, yeah, and not to mention, every time you walk by them, you just hear dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, so you immediately know who they are.
No, I literally shout at them out my window. Not anything hateful, but, like, I'll usually shout, turn it off. Because that's from Book of Mormon, which they all fucking know what I mean when I say, turn it off! Because that's how they suppress their gay feelings. They just turn them off.
Oh.
And, yeah. I get some looks. I get some looks. They know what I'm saying. Well, yeah, but I mean, you could totally get away with dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Or just be like, Joseph Smith, American Moses. He fucked a frog and spoke to God.
Yes. Making friends. Anyway. Making friends.
That's what it's all about. That's not what this show's about.
No, it's not. This show is about us taking a wee intermission so I can go urinate.
Oh, a wee intermission.
See what I did there? Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Because I'm going to go use my wee-wee to pee. See?
Oh!
It really doesn't get any more highbrow and classy than that. So, I don't get it. So I'd like for us to actually get into, like, the topic at hand, which, by the way, we still haven't said what that is. But I got to check with you.
I just don't know what it is.
Just for the sake of completeness, I don't think I have anything to add here, but you might. Foodcast. Been eating anything worth talking about?
Yes. Ooh. I have, actually. I don't know. I was going to save it, maybe, but see, it's a good, like, a good time. Halloween Whopper. You heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, dude. Have you heard this? Have you seen this? Yeah, okay, Jimmy. Yeah, I've seen it. It looks just disgusting.
Okay, so, yes.
Also, I heard it turns your poop green.
Yes, it does. Now, I also agree that it looks disgusting. But, it tastes really good. And the whole reason you're fucking green poo is because in order to get that shade of black, they just put a fuckload of green food dye into the bun.
So it's so green it's black.
Yes.
That actually kind of makes it even worse, to be honest.
It is 1,000 times worse because of that. So, yeah. But, you know, like, I had to try it. But knowing that it was about 99% green food coloring and the rest fake food, I kind of pushed out, and I only ate half the bun.
Really? I mean, if you've put half of that into your body already, why not just finish it?
Why
not finish it, Sean?
Because the other part was actual, like, I just didn't feel the need to eat that bottom bun full of green food dye.
Poofter.
Like, I figured, like, well, I shouldn't be eating this anyway, and if I'm gonna, I might as well just cut back on the amount of fucking dye my body has to pretend to process or deal with. Because it doesn't. It's just like, my intestines are tinted green, and they will be now for a while. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I get that. I just feel like if you've gone that far, just fucking commit and do it.
Yeah, you know, but I didn't, so.
Okay, but you still put part of it in your body.
Aside
from, like, the obvious grossness of it, how did that taste?
It's really good.
Really? Like, that actually tasted good.
It was really good. I mean, I was interested in, these black burgers for a while because, like, it's like an event in Japan, they have these.
Yeah, that's where I first heard of it. I didn't know we were going to get anything like that here.
Yeah, and so I had to try it. I've been, like, looking at these black burgers from Japan going, like, oh, I would try that. I want to try it. Like, I just really wanted to try it. And so I went up there and was like, yeah, give me the fucking green poop. And I even said that to the chick. I'm like, I want a shit green. Give me the fucking... You know what it is, bitch. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you don't know what you're peddling here. But it was pretty good, man. I heard that they, like, bake A1 into the bun.
It's supposed to be, like, natural A1 flavor in there.
Yeah, but they put so much fucking A1 on that goddamn thing, it wouldn't matter. Not if you'll notice.
I like A1 on burgers, I gotta say.
Yeah. It's pretty damn good, man. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. But, I don't know, I just thought I'd talk about... Yo, I fucking did it. When are you going to do it, dude?
I don't think I'm going to do it.
When are you going to green poo?
I don't think I'm going to do it.
The poo is very green.
I mean, I don't doubt it, but honestly, I can kind of make that on my own. I'm not sure I need that for that.
How do you make green poo?
You know, I have many different ways, and I'm not even, like, positive what all of them are, but it just happens sometimes, and I don't think I actually need that for it.
Yeah, I've had some weird color poos before.
Right?
But, like, I don't know, I was reading people talking about, like, you're going to shit green for 3 days. I literally shat green once.
You didn't finish it, though, so that's not entirely fair.
I guess. See, but yeah, maybe, like, I don't know. Like, look, you should not be putting food coloring into your system, really, and especially that much. So if you're going to do it, maybe cut back a little bit. Like, food coloring fucking sucks, and I
know, it's supposed to be, like, super toxic and bad for you.
Oh, it's just, like, they've changed red dye so many times because every version of it's linked to all these cancer kids. So they're like, oh, four? Okay, nope, red dye number 20. Oh, shit, red dye number 8. Like, whatever the fuck it's, you know, it's just not good for you. And what I don't understand is why a lot of other countries don't allow their shit to be dyed like that. Like, you know, sodas here. Like, why isn't every soda just clear like it should be? Because of marketing? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, and even on top of that, other countries still manage to dye shit, just not quite the same way we do, and it still works just fine. Like,
it's just, it's, I don't know. There's very few things that, like, I actually give a fuck about. Or, like,
so
have
you are
any kind
a
of stance on.
Soda coloring social justice warrior.
Yes. I'm a cis male soda swizzling fucking SJW Bush.
That might have to be the name of this episode. The Sody Pop Social Justice Warrior.
But, yeah, so I would say if you can ever help it, just avoid food coloring as much as you can.
Basically,
I mean,
what Sean
any,
is trying
any
to say
unneeded
is you should
additives.
Probably just drink it.
You should just drink food coloring?
Yeah, I mean, they come in those nice little drip bottles. We used to use that when I was, like, cooking shit with mom as a kid. Just drink it. Just drink it.
Yeah, well, clearly nothing bad can happen because they sell it at stores.
Clearly,
and
just drink it
everywhere.
They also sell glue at stores. That's good for you too. Just drink it.
Well, they, hey, you know what? Kind of, this is a sore subject. They got rid of the good stuff. They don't really let you buy just like a fucking can of rubber cement anymore.
I make my own glue.
I make my own meat. Do you have any idea what that's from?
No.
Remember Reno 911?
Yes.
Remember Trudy Weigel?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she had a boyfriend who was, like, everybody thought he was a serial killer, that fucking super-ass creepy dude, and he was, like, a home butcher. Like, he just made and ground his own meat. So he make my own meat. And, like, open up a fridge, and there's just meat, raw meat hanging there. It was like, oh, my God, I make my own meat. I think he ended up being a killer or something later.
That
I don't
show
remember.
Is so ridiculous.
That show was great. But, yeah. Still haven't gotten to why we're here.
Oh, my God. All right. We're here to... Actually, this is a...
We're here.
We're here. You shut your dirty Puerto Rican mouth. We kind of did this on purpose, actually, because today we're here to talk to you about length. And... just wait, Sean. We're here to talk to you about game length. But to really get that conversation going with the less is more approach, we thought we would waste up to an inches of your time before we actually got to our topic.
Yeah, well, I wanted to waste at least an inch of their time. Minimum.
Yeah, it needed to be done. So we want you guys to pause the episode now and just reflect on how many inches of your time we have now wasted leading into this topic. And maybe you don't feel like they were wasted inches. Maybe you enjoyed every inch of it. That's fine. That means that you're going to be on that side of the fence, and you are going to now have a position when we talk about this. You're welcome.
That's good. I hope that they enjoy. I mean, how many episodes have we done? That's a lot of inches.
It really is.
So I'm glad if they enjoy the inches they've spent with us, then they were inches worth having.
And our episode intros are normally like several inches to an entire inch long. Like
usually. Especially when we just get rolling.
Exactly. So, this was no different, but this one was just a little bit more pointed and poignant for the topic at hand. Yes.
Ew, poignant.
Yes.
Stop using big words, you fucking douchebags.
You sound like a redneck Pee Wee Herman or, like,
Bert. Wow. Oh, I'm, like, choking on semen. I don't know.
Yeah, Ernie's. I love Family Guy's little cutaway with them where he's bitching at Ernie for getting, like, bread crumbs in the bed again, and he gets up, and they're both in there nude together. Like, God damn it, Ernie, you got crumbs in the bed! As he gets up.
I should have opened or pulled the sheet back and fucking Cookie Monster was under the sheets eating cookies.
Om nom nom nom.
Anyway... I'm not about to, like, break into some show tune from West Side Story.
Yeah, you fucking are. Just stop
so
that. So, yeah, we're talking about game length. I don't even completely know where to start on this. Where? Where do you fall on it now? Because I'll say that my position on how long I like one to be has really changed as I've gotten older.
Yeah. I don't know. When I was... I guess game length doesn't really affect if and how much I like a game.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing a game's length before I start it definitely affects, like, if and when I ever get to it. Like, if I know something is 8 to 12 inches, I'll take it immediately. I'll just start as soon as I can. But if I'm hearing people talk like, oh, this is fucking 80, 120 inches, I'm like, then I'm more cautious to, like, start it, because I don't know if I can take all that. You know what I mean? I don't have the same kind of time that I used to have.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm actually completely there with you. I still enjoy having a nice, like, 50 to 60 incher.
Yeah. Like a Tales game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that can still be a really nice experience to go through and do that fully and just, like, enjoy every inch of it and really just get a nice... I think the biggest thing for this, though, as I just sit here and use vapid, nice and fun terms, like, it needs...
Right. To... Cool.
Yeah, it needs to grab you. You need to be engaged and actually enjoying it throughout the whole thing. If you're not, then length is a really big detractor, actually. And, I don't know, length can also just be daunting. Like, even if you go into it knowing that you're going to enjoy it, like, Witcher 3 is a really good example. I'm like...
That game is huge.
I'm like 20-ish inches into it. I'm not even through the first act yet. There's so much to do. It's super high quality. And yeah, I could bitch and say, like, maybe this gets a little bit old or this isn't as engaging as it should be. But overall, super high quality. But I just know it's so fucking long that it's daunting to the point where it's like, why even bother? Unless I'm so sucked in and, like, committed to it, I'm never going to get through this, like, 200-incher.
Oh, that's the problem I had with Skyrim. Like, all I heard was just how many inches you could put in. And when you're sitting there thinking about, like, oh, what am I going to start next? What am I going to start next? Something that big is just a little too intimidating.
It really
and
is.
And I really know I would love it. I would just love that game. I mean, I loved Oblivion, and that could possibly be called the weakest. I mean, unless you're still talking about, like, Arena and Daggerfall. But we're talking about Morrowind, Oblivion, Skyrim. A lot of people say Oblivion's the worst out of those three.
Yeah,
and I could totally see. Yeah, I could totally see that. But, man, I just don't... I don't have the energy to fucking do something like Skyrim. And I don't know if I ever will again. Like, it bums me out, but it's like... Even Persona 3... Once I started it, loved it so much. It was incredible. Looking back on how many inches I spent with it, like, I guess it was worth it, but I don't know if, like, I can't just jump into something like that again.
Which is why you're waiting on Persona 4 a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to burn myself out. And it's not just on, like, that game or that, but it is, like, well, every day for 2 weeks, that's the game I'm playing. And I get burnt out on that even when I'm enjoying the game.
Yeah, for sure. I think this also leads back into what we were talking about on some of our previous theme episodes about, like, why I have an issue with roguelikes or certain strategy or tactical RPGs.
Yeah.
Because there is so much time that you have to put into it. You know that you're going to spend, you know, let's say 10 to 20 inches minimum grinding throughout this entire game. And sometimes I'm not willing to put in 10 to 20 inches just into grinding, like, regardless of all the rest of it.
Yeah, or in roguelikes, just to lose everything.
Yeah, that's just, like, flat-out losing it during all of that. But you know what? When I was a kid, and this is what I mentioned when I first brought this up, I didn't mind at all.
I didn't even notice.
Uh-uh. In fact, it was great. Like, the longer it was, that, like, hey, if you gave me this game, we're like, hey, this is going to be 100-incher, like, I would take it and start on it immediately and never even think about it.
Yep. Never think about, like, the things you could be doing, you know, other than playing that game. Because that's another thing. When I look at playtime on games nowadays, when I see, you know, I think, like, Team Fortress 2, I think I'm at, like, fucking 90-some inches on that now. And I'm going, like, oh, my God, I could have been doing so many other things. Like, it bums me out to have that many inches on one game.
Yeah, definitely. And I, on top of that, it's not just like, hey, I could be doing things more productive with my life. No, fuck that. I'm not that responsible. I could be having other experiences. Like, it in a way, it goes back to my argument for why I don't replay games, or why I don't go for achievements anymore, or why I stay away from grindy wastes of time like certain roguelikes or MMOs. I only have so much free time. Yo, I see Danny a lot. I'm getting ready to be busier with work and school and shit. Like, I only have so much free time. And I want to get as many experiences out of that free time as I possibly can. So I guess we're kind of on the same page with this now. Like, when we were kids, it didn't matter, like, how many inches something was. We didn't even think about the time commitment. It was just, you played it, you enjoyed it, whatever. It didn't matter.
Well, yeah, dude. And honestly, it's like 180 for me, because back then, if some, you know, Final Fantasy VII. Motherfuckers that I knew that beat it are like, dude, at least 80 inches. That was exciting when I was a kid. Now that's a daunting task, because back then I was like, well, you know, it was also a thing of, like, I wasn't going to have a ton of games in a year. I might get 5, 6, you know, and those are coming around my birthday or Christmas or, you know, like, if I'm really on top of something and I know a game's coming out a certain, like, I'm going to do chores leading up to that so that I can get it right away. But I would say, on average, less than 10 games a year.
As a kid, yeah, that's totally fair, yeah.
So, motherfuckers give me... If I would have had something like Skyrim then, where I could spend fucking 500 inches in it, that would have been the shit.
But you know what's funny? There's a lot of adults that look at it that way, too. Like, we're kind of coming into the value proposition now.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're coming into... My Steam library has over 1,000 games, and I would say 600 to 700 plus of them I really, really want to play. My shelves, couple hundreds of games, and a lot of those I haven't played, and then fully into every physical game I own is a 1,000% intention to play and complete. You know, some of the Steam games I get in bundles where I'm like, oh, you know, I might mess with that for 5-10 seconds or something like that, but that's it.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here at about 1,300 physical games and 568 at the moment on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to play all of these, just like I would love to watch this and that, read this and that. There just simply isn't enough time for it. Which, coming into the value thing, there are a lot of people, even people our age, that are like, oh yeah, you know, I need to buy, like, The Witcher 3 and Fallout 4, and then I'll be set for the next year.
Yeah.
And, like, even if I didn't have very much money, I would still not enjoy that. Like, regardless of what you can actually afford or not afford, that's not enjoyable to me. That's shitty, in fact.
Yeah, because there's a difference between quality and quantity, and just because...
And a lot of people don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, just because a game like Far Cry 4, you can spend forever running around doing everything, that's not... I'm not there for that. I mean, sometimes that can be fun distraction, but I'm playing games, I'm reading books, or watching movies for the narrative experience. And, you know, you play something like Far Cry 4, what is it, like 3 inches of narrative, and the rest of it is just kind of run around, do whatever. Same thing for Mad Max.
Yeah, but to be fair with those, you need to actually enjoy the gameplay, too. Like, that's a big part of the experience. Games aren't purely a narrative experience, so there's
but
more
I feel
there.
Like, no, I know, but I'm talking of, like, those mechanics, as long as they're good, like, they get me through what I'm there for, that's fine. All that extra stuff is literally just there for filler, so that people don't feel ripped off when they pay $60.
It is, because people have this idea where you need to have, like, an inch per dollar ratio.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand that. Like,
you'll never get that deal anywhere else.
You know what's funny, though? As much as I don't understand it and I don't look at things that way, there are certain extreme cases where I do look at it that way. Now, I don't buy things new. I'm not one of those people that just goes out and buys something at full price, because I think that's a big fucking waste of money. If I did that, I would have half the things I have.
Yeah, or pre-order.
Yeah, there's just no reason for any of that shit. So it's not like the actual, like, oh, well, this is a $60 game, goddammit. That doesn't matter for me. I probably paid $20 for it.
Yeah.
But it's just the hubris of some of these publishers to push this shit out there and expect people to be okay, because they know a lot of dumbass people do go out and spend full price for these things on day one. A really good example, and the one I'm slowly leading up to here, the new Transformers game.
Yeah. I want so bad.
It looks really cool, even though it is a bit vapid compared to some of their other games. Interestingly enough, it actually reminds me a lot of Legend of Korra.
Dude, yeah, totally.
Because Legend of Korra was a more simple game of a smaller scope and scale that was shorter. Legend of Korra was sold as a $15 or $20 title.
Yeah, I think 20.
This game is full price, and it's 4 inches long.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was longer than that.
Nope. So, while the value for, like, sorry, the time spent doesn't immediately equate to value, when you're selling a full-price game, and it's only 4 inches long, and there's not some big multiplayer component, and it's not exactly deep enough to make you go through it multiple times, or there's multiple paths, there is a certain point where it's like, okay, maybe this actually isn't enough inches to be worth that. Maybe that does actually matter at a certain point. Like, it gets egregious enough where that does come under my scrutiny.
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, even fucking Ground Zeroes was only 2 inches long, but that was also only fucking $30.
Yeah, and I got that
and much cheaper.
Locked, so
yeah,
I got it
for
like 24. And if you do everything, including hard mode, I put 20 inches into that.
Really?
So I guess I don't know. To sum that up, like, the amount of inches in an experience doesn't matter until it does, which sounds so fucking hypocritical. But on the whole, that's not what I'm thinking about when I'm completely thinking back through, like, the experience I just had with something.
Right.
Except for if it's too much or too little to the point where it's ridiculous, and then it comes up.
So, but where's your sweet spot for inches now, then?
I guess it depends on the genre. I mean,
I was going to say that. Like, mine is totally dependent on genre.
It is. But for anything that's not an RPG, I think 8 to 12 inches, I think, is pretty much bang on.
Yeah.
Unless maybe it's an FPS, and then, you know, maybe 5 inches can be okay, depending on what it is, because while we used to bitch about that in the past, that's never going to overstay its welcome. And if I can get, like, a really good, concise experience that's only, like, 5 inches long, that's fine, and I will enjoy every inch of that. And
yeah,
then
see,
I'll put
I
it away
wish,
and be happy with it.
I just wish more people were like you.
I do, too, for so many reasons.
Okay, well, I don't want to go that far. Like, maybe I should rethink how I word that. I wish more people appreciated
brevity.
A more average amount of inches. That's what I mean.
Well, what's average, though? You know, based on what reckoning?
I don't know. 5 to 7 inches.
I think we just really need to keep in mind when it comes to all of this discussion about the length of inches in a game. More is not always better. Sometimes,
and, I mean, you take that with a grain of salt.
You do, but sometimes
two white guys telling you,
"You're a fucking Puerto Rican. Don't even try and pull that shit." I'm just saying that sometimes fewer inches, if they're more concise, and just every last ounce that comes out of those inches is better.
Yeah.
Then that's okay, and I will take that over some big, gigantic, you know, triple-digit inch of an experience.
See, like, I wish they'd take those Assassin's Creed games and shave down maybe 3 to 4 inches off of each of them without all the fucking running around.
There's so much
longer
than
this over and over and over and over and over again.
Normally,
the stories are really interesting.
Is 50 to 60 inches. It doesn't need to be.
God.
It
just
fucking doesn't.
It's just miserable. That overstays its welcome so much.
Yeah.
Especially when they pump out one or two.
Or two a lot of the times a year. Yeah.
Ugh. Fuck Ubisoft, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I'm down.
But sometimes they turn around and put that money towards, you know, a Rayman or a Child of Eden or what's that war game I really liked about the First World War? Vagrant Hearts?
Oh, Vandal Hearts.
No. Vandal Hearts is the SRPG I love.
Yes, it is.
Vandal
Story? Vandal Hearts?
Vagrant? That's a Vagrant Heart. Like, they're a bunch of fucking vagrants.
Hey, they have hearts too, goddammit. Valiant Hearts. Goddammit.
Valiant Hearts.
D words.
V. That's actually a game I want to play. But, yeah, so sometimes they take the fucking money they make off those, but most of the money from those is going into Far Cry, Watch Dogs, like, and all they want to do with those is
annualize those and make those fucking like the same shit Assassin's Creed has.
Yeah, not to mention, they're just copy-pasting game mechanics into all of them now. You need to, you know, go find this thingamajig and go climb up this fucking tower to expand this part of the map to find these other stupid, boring things to do 20 times.
It just seems lazy.
They're just padding out the inches. That's all they're doing.
And that's not... It's not worth it. That is definitely a game series that I will never spend more than $15, maybe $20 on. Maybe $20 on.
Yeah. Well, with Ubisoft stuff for PC, I get all of it for free anyway, so whatever.
Yeah. That's true.
Not too bothered about that.
But my preferred inches depends on genre as well. Like, I think in a perfect world, I wouldn't like any RPGs to be over 30 or 40 inches.
See, I think 50 is more the top for me. And sometimes when they're longer, that's totally fine. But I think you're pushing it past 50, but I can deal with it at about 50 inches. As long as it's actually, like, good amount of content, not too repetitive, not too grindy.
Yeah. And, yeah, I gotta be honest, like, I'm totally over-grinding.
Yeah. I will cheat, turn down difficulty, do whatever I can to skip out on that.
It's just a waste of my time. You know, I will say, like, the Final Fantasy games with Blue Magic, I kind of enjoy getting all those and doing that, but...
Yeah, because that feels more like collecting than grinding.
Yeah, exactly, because it feels like... But the minute I start feeling like, it's getting grindy or whatever, I'm less likely to stick it out, or I will pull up a guide and cheap my way through the rest of the game.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to get it over with.
I find that I also try and take, like, smaller, like, 4 to 10-inch experiences to, like, palate cleanse between the long ones. Like, I played Persona 3. Absolutely loved it. Had a great time with it. And now I'm not willing to touch another RPG just yet. You know, I'm doing smaller things. I'm going to play Vanquish. I fucked around with Mad Max a little bit. I went through The Last of Us. Little things like that. I'm playing Republic Commando just so I can knock off like
yes!
4 or 5 smaller experiences and feel like I actually got some things done and got some variety. And it's like, okay, now I'm willing to dive back into something else. Like, I think the next big one I do, and Darksiders 2, which I'm playing right now, is arguably big, but it's not huge. Yeah. It's probably going to be Atelier, Eska, and Logi. Like,
Are you trying to do everything in it?
Yes.
So that's, you know...
That'll be a good 25-ish inches or so.
Yeah, I would say closer to 30, but... But, yeah, and that is arguably an RPG.
Ish, yeah. But then after that, I'll be ready to have, like, a real proper RPG, and I'll probably do, like, Atelier Esca. But you need those palate cleansers, man. You really fucking do.
How long are those games?
It depends. The older ones on PS3, because you had to play through them twice, were pretty long. The newer ones, you're able to do everything in one playthrough. They've really made it a lot less strenuous. However, Esca and Logi, you need to do... both campaigns. But because there's two, I'm not sure if they're as long as the previous one's main campaign was. I don't completely know, but I'm sure it's going to be around 30 inches.
Okay. That's not bad. See, I like that.
Yeah.
I need to... I don't know. I'm playing an RPG right now, but I don't want to spoil it. Can't tell you what it is.
Damn.
Special.
I've got another one going, too, that I'm looking forward to talking to you about, but I only played about an inch and a half of it, so I need to make sure I play a little bit more so I can properly talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Just marking shit here. I got my list going.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you started up fucking Republic Commando, man.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. We'll talk about it next week, but not super enjoying it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm actually finding it pretty boring. I got through a third in one sitting, and I'm not sure I'm going to go back.
That's why you never go back home.
Yep.
Like, see, for me, it was the first time I ever played. I enjoyed having a first-person shooter with any kind of Star Wars shit in it that wasn't Dark Forces. I mean, I like Dark Forces, but I've played that.
Yeah, and I had super fond memories of it, and it's just not doing it for me now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've played, you know, I don't know, you probably, well, we'll get into it, I guess.
We'll wait. So, I mean, do we have anything else to add about length? Like, it depends on the genre. We didn't care when we were kids. We don't necessarily judge the value of something based on how many inches it is, although that can play in if it's egregiously large or small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess what I've realized is I fucking hate the collectathon grindy shit nowadays. Like, I miss older games that didn't overstay their welcome. It seems like a lot of games nowadays do. I mean, there's a resurgence of indies, which are great. Like, what was that? That Aeris. What a great 4.5 inches we spent with that.
To be fair, though, back in the old days, the cartridges and the memory just weren't big enough, so instead of making a really long experience, they just made a really fucking difficult one.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That was padded difficulty for the sake of, you know, missing Link.
Yeah, and well, in America, they made them even harder because rentals was such a big deal.
And anything that was in an arcade, too. So
home
console arcade ports were still hard as balls because the original arcade game was designed to be fucking difficult.
Yeah, it was just designed to take money from you.
Mm-hmm.
If it was fun, then that was just like an accidental bonus. Yeah.
I mean, like, look at Mega Man 1 through 6, the NES ones. If those weren't so hard, they'd be so short.
Yeah.
What the fuck? The PlayStation 4 just turned itself on. Did you hear that in the background?
Yes, I did.
That's weird.
It's telling us it's time to wrap it up.
I think it is time to wrap it up because
stop the podcast. Come back to me.
This one's getting to be a few too many inches, so it's time to wrap her up.
I never wrap it up. I just cut it off.
Yeah, so I think that wraps it up. I'm not sure that we were as concise as we really needed to be. I think we kind of blathered on here and there, but I think we got everything out that we really needed to say, and that's what matters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a theme episode. We've been phoning them in anyway.
Yeah, and plus, to be honest, just like with the overly long intro, this is another one of those things where we're really making you think, like, maybe we repeated ourselves 3 or 4 times or beat around the bush or took extra long or went ummed and awed to get to a point. That added inches to the episode, but did it make it better?
Or...
this was by fucking design, is what I'm trying to say.
You could read into certain words and phrases that we said and maybe start... maybe you could be the third Jesus.
Yeah, maybe you could be Ah-Hong-Hong.
Ah-Hong-Hong. Hopefully. That's what you should all aspire to.
It really is. What we're really trying to say, though, guys, is we'll see you next time. Okay. I mean, I think we already know pretty much how we feel about this stuff, so I figured this would be an easy one where we could just kind of, like, figure it out as we go and not need to do much, pre-thought.
Yes, my only input to this would request that we never use the word hours and instead replace it with inches. It's much funnier.
You know, we could just do that for the entire thing and just not even mention it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was about 20 inches long, you know. You know, I could handle 20, 30, 40 inches when I was younger, but I'm old now. I just don't have that kind of time.
Sean, we're doing that. The entire thing.
God came down from heaven and appeared before Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith, do not fuck a baby. I'll get rid of your age. Fuck this frog. Joseph Smith fucked the frog God gave to him, and his AIDS went away. So Smith dedicated the rest of his life to preaching God's will. Joseph Smith, American Moses. Praise be to Joseph, American prophet man. Now from the mountains, look who comes, the ancient America, Brigham Young.
Yes, I'm Brigham Young. I cut off my daughter's clitoris. That made God angry, so he turned my nose into a clit for punishment.
Brigham Young, his nose was a clitoris.
What will you do, Joseph?
Will you help the clitoris man?
Joseph Smith took his magical fuck frog and rubbed it upon Brigham Young's clit face. And behold, Brigham was cured.
Joseph Smith, magical AIDS frog.
Brigham Young.
frog on his clit face.
I might just take one of the instances you say inches so it sounds more natural.
I don't know, having it not sound natural would be amazing too. Because that's like a completely different volume, tone of voice, just blah, 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 on how many inches.
Like, I'm surprised at how hard it is to keep it up.
Now comes the part of our story that gets a little bit sad. The village that Joseph lived in became desolate and bad. There was hunger and poverty and AIDS in every home. But then God appeared to Joseph and gave him a golden tome. Joseph Smith, your village is shit. You shall lead your villagers to a new village. And here are the directions. And on the plates were written the directions to a new land. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Joseph Smith, American Moses, led his people to Salt Lake City land. The villagers found Salt Lake City and rejoiced and had sex for many weeks, completely free of AIDS.
They could even have sex in the box.
And these were the very first Mormons.
Joseph Smith, American Moses, he fucked a frog and spoke to God, leader of the Mormons.
Inches.